SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Matthew Guy to resign as Victorian Liberal Party leader following his state election defeat to Daniel Andrews. Labor's industrial relations bill expected to pass Parliament after gaining support from a key crossbencher. And in sport, the Socceroos relish their World Cup win against Tunisia. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Victoria's re-elected Premier Daniel Andrews has thanked voters who supported his party in the state election, saying he'll get back to the job of governing today. Labor is on track to win at least 50 seats in yesterday's poll, above the required majority of 45, defying predictions the party could suffer major losses after its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues. The result is Mr. Andrews' third electoral victory and makes him the only Premier to win three terms in office since four-year set terms were introduced. A sleep-deprived Mr. Andrews says he'll govern for every Victorian, including those who didn't vote Labor.
And this is the greatest state in our nation. There's no question about that. Johnny Howard had a view, that we were the Massachusetts of our country. No, Massachusetts is the Victoria of the United States. Be very clear about that. We are a progressive state. We are a thoughtful state. We are the centre of critical thinking. We are the centre of all the big ideas in our nation, and we're best when we're out in front leading our nation.
And Matthew Guy will step down as leader of the Victorian Liberal Party following his state election defeat to Daniel Andrews. It's the second time in a row Mr. Guy has led the Victorian coalition to a thumping electoral loss. Mr. Guy did not announce his resignation in his concession speech last night, instead issuing a statement on Sunday morning. In it, he says he'll call his party together to elect a new leader once it becomes clearer which candidates would form the next parliamentary party room. Current counting has the Liberals on 16 seats, with the Nationals gaining 3 to take 9 electorates. Meanwhile, the Victorian Greens are on track to win at least 4 seats, holding the 3 they already had and picking up the inner city seat of Richmond. The party also came close to winning the Melbourne electorates of Northcote, Pascoe Vale and Albert Park, but further counting now suggests Labor could retain those seats. Victorian Greens leader Samantha Ratnam says her party has seen significant two-party preferred swings to it right across the state.
We're on track to double our representation in the next Victorian Parliament, putting us in the balance of power in the upper house, in a powerful position to push the next Labor government to go further and faster on the issues that all Victorians care about and want more action on, from climate change, housing affordability, integrity and more.
The federal government's industrial relations bill is expected to pass Parliament after gaining support from key crossbencher David Pocock. Negotiations with the independent ACT senator, who carved out key concessions to back the reforms, were essential to getting it over the line. Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke says the legislation provides a pathway to get wages moving in Australia.
The decision that gets taken this week means that we will have a pathway to secure jobs, we will get wages moving, and we will be taking action to close the gender pay gap. We have legislation where every section of the bill is still there. There are amendments which improve it in various ways, but the bottom line is there will be a pathway now for wages to get moving again in Australia. It'll be a deliberate design feature of how we manage things.
But Liberal MP Michaela Cash says all of the provisions in the bill remain, meaning the amendments negotiated by Senator Pocock represent little more than tinkering round the edges.
A business can still be compelled against its will into bargaining. Competitors within industries can still be compelled to bargain together. as we had confirmed last week, businesses in Australia who are small businesses will have imposed on them a bargaining tax to the tune of almost $15,000.
In sport, and Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says he hopes his team's World Cup win against Tunisia last night has brought Australians together. A stellar header from Mitch Duke delivered Australia a 1-0 victory and the nation's third triumph at the World Cup finals. The goal sent Socceroos fans into a frenzy from Federation Square in Melbourne, where they lit flares in celebration, to Qatar, where fans cheered in and outside the stadium. Coach Graham Arnold says he can imagine there would have been a few hangovers this morning.
Let's put a smile on the nation's face. You know, there's one team, and I've said this many times, one or two teams that, you know, bring the nation together, and that is the Socceroos and the Matildas. And when the Socceroos play at World Cups, AFL fans, rugby league fans, they all become cricket fans, they all become football fans.
And that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.